Welcome back to another Patriots Trailer Chit Chat podcast. I'm, of course, Lori Baranski, and we are joined with our first rookie of the 2007 season, Molly Lang. Hello, Molly.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, thanks.
You're very excited to be here. She's all smiles, people. All smiles.
Always smiling.
Are you nervous at all?
A little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't be that nervous. I mean, come on, you just went through all tryouts, calendar shoots.
I know. I think I get a little bit nervous right before things start, and then once I'm into it, I start to relax a little bit more.
I'm sure. So tell me about this calendar shoot.
Oh, boy. It was definitely an experience. I've never done anything at all remotely close to modeling. No. Or I did dance for the Manchester Wolves dance team, and we were on a calendar for that.
Oh, what kind of calendar?
It was a swimsuit. We also wore our uniforms in some of the pictures as well. A lot of the girls were in the shoot together because they wanted to feature each girl, but some girls had their own page. And I did have my own page, but it was a lot more relaxed than, I think, what we did in Punta Cana.
Yeah.
A little less professional, I think.
And where was your shoot?
It was just around the Manchester area.
Oh. So this, that makes sense.
Yeah. This is a little bit more intense, but
Fun?
Yeah, very fun. The photographers were awesome. They made me feel very relaxed, and I wasn't as nervous as I got into it, but you definitely could tell that I was a rookie.
What were you wearing?
My bathing suit was actually one of the girls, and it was pink and ruffly, and it had some black and white patterns
cute.
In the background. Yeah, it was really, really cute. I liked it a lot. It was really fun.
And where, like, what was your setting?
I was actually right on the beach on a boogie board.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. So I was standing up with two boogie boards, holding those.
Were you smiling?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Smiling, and then I got down on the boogie board and was laying on it.
Sexy.
Very sexy.
But fun sexy.
Yes. And that I did some smiling on those. And then I was able to get my hair wet, which was fun. And that's when really the sex appeal came out. But the whole time, it was really bright under the reflectors. And I tend to be a squinter when I'm outside.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I had to close my eyes. And throughout the whole shoot, Jim would say, 1, 2, 3. And then I'd open my eyes the entire time.
Right.
So that was a little beginner move.
But. Now, did you get to know a lot of the girls being down there, being together? Who's your roommate?
My roommate was Crystal.
Oh, Crystal.
Yeah, we had a great time. I fit right in with her and Courtney and some of the other girls, so that was nice. She really welcomed me with open arms.
Good,
and
good.
I felt like I had been on the team forever. We just had a blast, and towards the end of the week, once all the girls were finishing up their shoots, I think everyone really opened up and was more themselves because they could kind of sit back and relax, and that's really when we all got to know each other. And
right, because you only made the team less than a month before you were shooting.
Yeah, it had only been really 2 weeks. And even that, during practices, we just had so much information thrown at us about the team and promotions, and just we really didn't even have any time to sit down and figure out who each other were and what we were interested in or anything about ourselves. So it was a perfect time towards the end of the week.
That's good.
Yeah,
I'm glad
great.
You enjoyed yourself.
It was a lot of fun.
We're going to talk more to Molly about her personal life and stuff like that, but we just wanted to give you guys some tips. We know it's prom season.
Yeah.
So we're going to kind of transition more into you guys for a little bit, and we'll come back to you. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, sure.
Perfect. So it's prom season, which is always a good time.
Great time.
I miss prom.
I know. Me too. I loved prom.
Prom. What do you think is the hit color out there?
Right now, I always like that vibrant blue.
Oh, it's yeah.
Kind of new. I like that. Or really vibrant colors, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. When it was my prom, a lot of the girls wore white.
Oh,
that was just
okay.
The kind of thing to do. But I think you're right. I think it's more colors now.
But with white, you have to worry about tanning and all that.
Tanning's so. Always fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Spray tanning.
Spray tan's the way to go.
Spray tanning was too expensive when I was at my prom, but I definitely suggest spray tanning.
Me too.
And I'm sure you guys are going to go regular tanning. You can still put sunblock on when you regular tan. You know, just go regular tanning with sunblock on.
Yeah.
Block some of those UVs. Block some of those wrinkles for the later in the life.
Color, yeah.
But yes, I would definitely suggest spray tanning over regular tanning. Anyways, moving along. So what about after prom? What did you do after your prom?
After my prom, we took a limo back to my friend's house, and there were there's probably about 100 of us.
So you had a party there?
Yeah, we all had tents out in the backyard.
Oh, fun.
And yeah, just had a really great time. Everyone slept over, and you know, we just stayed up all night and had a bonfire and had food and hamburgers and hot dogs. It was really, really fun.
Good.
Yeah, it was awesome.
What other things can they do after prom? Because I know it's late. Well, it's not too late. That's the problem. It's too late to, like, you know, start the night, but it's not late enough to call it a night. Because obviously you're all dressed up. You want to go out. You want to have a good time. I think we went bowling one year for Rock and Bowl, they call it in Rhode Island. So it's at night. You're in your dress. You're bowling. It's kind of fun and quirky, but it's something
different to do. Yeah, that sounds like a really fun idea.
Or you can do exactly what Molly said, you know, have a party at a friend's house. Stay over. I like the tents idea. That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it was really fun. The weather was perfect.
Yeah, I guess weather would play a big deal on that one. We could still do it. Hey, why not? Put on a sweatshirt, get in the tent, call it a day.
Yeah, everyone had sweatshirts and jeans on and their prom updos.
Oh, cute. We, a big thing in Rhode Island is to go to the beach because we're so close and, you know, the beach is always a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So you could do that, and it doesn't cost a lot of money, obviously, to go to the beach.
Right.
If you rented a limo, you could go around the town just watching things, watching people, my favorite thing to do. If you're lucky enough to be one of the high schools that the actual high school takes care of it, my cousin, who just went to his first junior prom, which makes me feel so old, went to his junior prom, and afterwards at the actual high school, they had a party for them. It was like a kind of an after dance. And then they had a hypnotist come and a comedian come. So they were there till like 3 a.m. Obviously, do not drink. Drinking is bad, right?
Yeah, definitely right. Not drinking. No driving.
Do not drink and drive. There's a high school right near my house that puts a crashed car on the front lawn so that every day the students see what could possibly happen should they drink and drive. I don't know if the person survived it, but it is literally smithereens. Like, you can't even tell which end is the front.
We also had that my high school year when I was a junior. A grade above me got in a car accident. He lived, but they did. They put the car on the front lawn, and he was a big advocate of not driving, not drinking and driving, absolutely not. And it really hit home when it's at your school, and the fact that he made it through the accident, especially what the car looked like, was amazing. And
right.
It really had an impact on a lot of the students in our town.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. It's just not cool anymore, so to say. I mean, I'm sure one day it was cool to be the young guy drinking. I don't see it like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not attractive to be that guy that's getting in a car after you've been drinking all night. So be an advocate for your friends as well and stop anybody from even starting to sip a bottle or, you know. Actually, my senior year, one girl showed up to our senior prom drunk. And 2 days later, we were graduating. She didn't get to graduate.
Ugh. That is just awful.
It is awful.
All that hard work.
Right. It's awful, but it's kind of like a relief that they caught her while she was there rather than driving home from prom.
Yeah, that's true.
But have a good time either way, though.
Definitely.
As we're sitting here saying, don't do this and don't do that. Do have a good time and enjoy yourself. I know the big thing to do now is to just go to prom without a date and stuff, which I think is beautiful.
Awesome. You can go with girlfriends if you want. I think that's great. You can have much more fun than having
to worry
about your date, what they're doing. If they're having fun, you can just worry about yourself. You
dancing
know you're
with one
fun.
Person all night.
Exactly.
So you can definitely go with a bunch of friends. I'm sure if you go by yourself and your friends are there, you're not going to be the solely lone person in the corner. But just go to your prom. It's kind of like a milestone in your life. You got to do it.
You'll always remember it.
Always.
Always. Take a lot of pictures and have tons of fun. And you'll always remember it. You'll always talk about it. It's a great time.
And you were prom queen?
Yes, I was prom queen.
You never know. You could be on the prom court. You could be prom queen. You never know. It's a good time, though. Don't miss out on it. So moving right along, we'll go back to Molly now. That sounds like a good idea?
Great idea.
So I'm like thinking and talking at the same time. It doesn't work. So you cheered for the Manchester Wolves.
Yes.
And now you are here for the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Two completely different things?
Actually, it's very similar. My coach and two captains were Patriots cheerleaders. And so they ran a lot of our practices just like Tracy does.
Really?
So that was very helpful.
So you were kind of prepared for it?
Oh, yes. We did promotions very similar to how we do promotions here. We are expected to learn routines. And the next practice, you need to come back, have everything perfected like you have been doing it for a month. Our games are run very similar. We do a player's tunnel. You have to guide in lines. You have to, I mean, performance-wise, energy has to be huge. You have to be you have to dance huge so the people in the nosebleed section can see you like they're sitting right in front of you. So a lot of that is very similar. So I think that helped me ease into the routine by far.
I'm definitely sure. So how do you like the practices?
I actually really enjoy the practices. It's a little bit difficult because I'm from the Seacoast area, so I drive an hour and a half to and from practice.
You're not the only one, I'm sure.
Yeah, oh no, we have a girl who drives 2.5 hours.
Where's she from? Who is
Connecticut,
this?
Connecticut, Jessica Wanzi.
Oh.
Yeah. So that is a little bit hard, driving, you know, trying to get myself pumped up. But once I'm here, all the girls are great. I'm running a lot, but everyone's really motivating and helps each other get through it. And before you know it, it's over. So that's great.
Goes by fast.
Yeah, it definitely goes by fast. So I really enjoy it.
Good. And when you're not cheering, what are you doing?
I'm actually finishing up my full-time master's in business administration program.
Good for you.
Yeah, it's been a full-time 1 year, and I actually just graduated Friday, but don't finish my course load until Wednesday. And then for a month, I'm going to be working in a company solving a problem. They call it a corporate roundtable.
Yep.
And I'm going to be working for their human resources there for the month of June.
Good for you.
And then I'm actually completely done. We'll get my diploma in hand. So I'm very, very busy and a little bit stressed out between schoolwork and presentations and practicing. And I'm also looking to move down to Massachusetts. So it's been very stressful.
Well, congratulations on graduating.
Thank you very much.
That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Good.
Yeah.
And you went to Italy recently, I believe.
Yes, for spring break. I went to Italy with my boyfriend and his family.
How long have you guys been together?
Almost a year.
Aww.
Yeah, he's really cute.
So you guys went to Italy. That must have been amazing.
It was amazing. I've been to Mexico a few times here and there, but never been to Europe and have always dreamt of going to Italy. And his dad's girlfriend has been over 15 times, so she knew exactly where to go, exactly what to plan, and I couldn't have picked a better way to do it.
Yeah, I can imagine.
We went sightseeing, we had relaxing time, we had shopping time, we had eating time, we were all on our own schedule.
Oh, of course, you can't go to Italy without eating.
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah. It was crazy. All the pasta and pizza and bread, we had wine. It was excellent.
Good. Mm-hmm. I've been to Italy, actually. One of the best places I've ever been.
Really?
Yeah. Out of, like, the 14 countries I've been to, Italy is, like, the most beautiful.
Where did you go in Italy?
I went to Rome, Florence, Venice, Verona, Assisi, Sicily, around all the place.
Wow, what was
the Vatican.
Your favorite?
I liked Venice, obviously.
Venice?
And I liked Florence as well.
Yeah, Florence is my favorite.
Was it?
Yeah, by far.
It just has like an old school feeling to it. Mm-hmm. And you can almost like just imagine the little Italian people like walking around like hundreds of years ago. Because for those of you listening, it's like they still have like the bricks in the ground. It's all, nothing's refurbished.
No, not at all.
And it's just, but it's beautiful that way.
Exactly. And it's crazy to think about, you know, especially in Rome, being in the Roman Forum thousands and thousands of years ago, people are walking around in this forum and then you're standing in it and, it's crazy. And the Colosseum is just in the middle of one of the busiest streets in Rome. It was amazing. I could have stayed there forever.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll go back, though.
Yeah. I hope so. I'd love to go back. I had to cut our trip a little bit short because of trying out for Patriots. Yeah.
So you've been with him for a year. Do you see this going on further?
Yes, we're moving
he's
in together.
The one.
Yes, he's definitely the one.
If he's listening,
yeah,
the one.
I know.
It's cute.
Yeah. He's been very supportive, and he's actually going to be moving down to Massachusetts with me. He just got transferred down here, so it ends up working out perfectly.
Good. Yeah. What does he do?
He's in sales, in contracting sales. Yeah.
So you guys must complement each other very well.
I think so. I think we do. We're definitely a good balance. I'm very high strung, so he brings me down a notch sometimes. I think I bring him up a notch, so it works out.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, your bio isn't up online yet, so I don't know much about your favorites and stuff like that. So you have to come back and tell us all your favorites and how your first game was and all that good stuff, because you must be very excited.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited. We had our first practice on the field, and I was just in awe, thinking, I can't believe that I'm on
this
field right now. Yeah, I'm really, really excited.
Good, I'm glad. And your first junior program coming up?
Yes, I'm very excited about that. Hopefully, you'll see a lot of girls there.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you will.
Great.
You'll have regulars coming back every year.
Awesome.
I have a favor to ask of you. Sure. If you could send me some pictures from Punta Cana, we're going to put them up on MySpace.
Okay.
On our page.
Great.
And then you guys can go look at it. It's www.myspace.com/Pat's Cheerleader Chit Chat. If you have not checked it out, please do.
Great.
And then you'll see Molly's pictures up there, too. Mm-hmm. Your tryout pictures, pictures from your calendar trip. You know, just to look at some insider's info.
Excellent.
I think that's about it for today.
Okay.
Remember, do not drink and drive at prom. Please.
No, please don't, but have a great time.
Have a wonderful time. Send us your pictures. Send us your stories. Send us your questions. If you got anything that you'd like to ask Molly or myself, send it into today@patriots.com. That's all for today. Thank you so much, Molly.
Thank you for having me.
It was a blast. Until next time, I'll see you on the sidelines.